This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And in this episode, communism saved homelessness. I don't think the commies care about homeless people in America, certainly not in San Francisco, but that's where the big APEC summit is. So President Xi Jinping has met with our president raising tits, and the only thing that came of it was an agreement to maybe withhold some of the chemicals that make fentanyl. Fentanyl, fun fact, is a legally prescribed pain medication in this country. It's also something that is made illegally that people overdose and die from, especially when they've never been exposed to fentanyl and they happen to be children in a daycare facility or stupid teenagers who are taking their friend's Xanax when they've been assured that it's totally safe. They take one pill and they die. It is an absolute tragedy in this country, and it speaks to a host of problems. One of the problems that has been exacerbated by the fentanyl crisis is homelessness in places like San Francisco. Because, interestingly, the people who are regular day-to-day addicts in places like San Francisco, where, you know, they also deal with mental health issues and they're homeless, they are the ones who don't die from fentanyl, but they take lots and lots of it. But it makes you wonder, like, how the hell do they get money? Because it's not free unless there are like a nefarious army of horribles who are passing out fentanyl to street addicts, which would be really, really odd and awful. And I know people tend to believe some of those conspiracy theories without data or proof. So I don't think we necessarily have to make those kind of leaps. But you can see when you visit places like, you know, downtown in Los Angeles and the Tenderloin in San Francisco. And I was talking about it the other day, Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland, Oregon, the trifecta of homelessness, mental illness, and drug addiction sort of fuels itself. And leaders in these places, the ultra progressives, have really committed to doing nothing about it except for passing more laws to allow people to sleep wherever they want and, you know, allowing for commissions. And in the case of California, encouraging ballot access for measures that would concentrate more money to fight homelessness in the hands of people who aren't incentivized to actually fight homelessness and get rid of it until the communist Chinese government visits the once great West Coast city of San Francisco, and they look around and they're like, wow, the Gavin Newsom's California is a real poop hole. And San Francisco is ground zero, where Gavin Newsom also used to be mayor. So what do? I mean, Gavin Newsom famously also went to China. And supposedly talked to Xi Jinping and others about the fentanyl crisis. I don't know if it did anything or moved the needle that has just been moving into junkies' arms with illegal, illicit drugs that aren't going to be made better anytime soon by making them more illegal. But that's another story for another day. So you have San Francisco and a series of bad progressive policies that Newsom shepherded in, and they haven't gotten any better under current mayor London Breed. But you got to do something before you have a party. So what do? When you're going to have a party, and let's say it's a fancy dinner party. Let's say you're dating someone and their parents are coming over and you really want to impress them, but you look around and there's clutter and there's dirt and dying houseplants. You shove everything into the closet. You try and donate a few things, throw away whatever you can, and furiously clean and make it look as presentable as possible. And that's what they've done in San Francisco. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
And this is one of those West Coast cities where they've been wringing their hands and, oh, the unhoused, we just feel so bad for them. All they need are houses. We don't really have to deal with drug addiction. We don't have to force people into rehab. We can just let them malinger and wither and die like piles of unwanted flesh as we hopscotch over their carcasses to the next closing business. You know, we can pretend we care about them. We can go, oh, and make that noise, but not really do anything until the commies show up. And then magically, they are somehow able to dismantle all the homeless encampments. And I don't know where the homeless people went. They went bye-bye. But are they going to come back? How frustrating is that for people who live in San Francisco? Just yesterday, I was talking with Steve Hilton on America's Newsroom, and he's in New York, and he was upset. He's like, it's the one day they clean up San Francisco, a place where he lives. And he's like, I can't even go and enjoy it. But why does it have to be one day? Why isn't there a better way to tackle this problem? Why do we have to pretend like this is normal and you have a group of people who are underserved and who are discarded, with whom I feel for? Because there are obviously different types of homeless people in the country. There are people who had bad luck very recently and could no longer afford rent, couldn't afford to stay in a motel, didn't have any relatives to stay with, and they end up usually living in their cars if they have a car. And then you have people, the discarded veterans in this country who are totally underserved by the VA. We shouldn't have homeless veterans in this country. We shouldn't have homeless veterans who don't have access to mental health care or to rehab. But you know, their numbers seem to proliferate over the years. And then you have, you know, vagrants, people who, no matter what kind of help you offer them, they want to just sit around and do drugs and hang out and be people like that. Somehow they get most of the oxygen, most of the money, and most of the good intentions. Well, the other people who probably really want to do something with their lives and help themselves, those are the ones who go unsupported. And it's not because there's a lack of government funding. You look at places like San Francisco, look at places like Los Angeles, taxes are sky high. City taxes are high, state sales tax is high, their local sales taxes are high. And so people are paying through the nose. But if you're a rich person and you're looking around and you've got very little return on your investment, why are you going to stay there? Which is what businesses and rich people have figured out in places like San Francisco and Portland. And they are pulling up stakes and they are leaving. And so what happens? You get even more progressive politicians who blame those businesses. They blame the cops, even though the cops aren't allowed to do their jobs. The people who need it most, they are not sent to rehab. They are not given any care for their drug addiction. So progressives are doing everything wrong, yet somehow they have one moment to make good decisions and do something right. And so you look around like, maybe Bernie Sanders was right. Maybe we needed communism all along. Maybe we needed the commies to come in and clean everything up to make everything better, to incentivize people like London Breed to get up off her inefficient ass and clean up the city. And you look around and you're like, was it so hard? No, it wasn't. It clearly wasn't. You were capable of doing it. You had the money to do it. You had the resources to do it. You just finally had the will to do something about it. So don't let this moment pass. Do whatever you can. Craft policies to make these cities better for everyone, not just for the homeless people who at times get violent. They poop on the street and they make it pretty miserable for everyone else because you have incentivized them. You've created the environment for them. But for other people, like businesses and rich people who can start businesses and hire a bunch of other people to work for them, you incentivize them to leave. So progressives are doing it wrong. Commies, somehow, even though they want to destroy the world and take everything they can from us, they're the ones getting credit for San Francisco's moderately good week. Do more of that without the commies in every city. We now see that it is possible. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.